Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Small Business Stand Up, where we discuss all the secrets of seasoned entrepreneurs in different fields of business. Learn from them and be ready to grow and thrive. Stay tuned and enjoy. The views, information, or opinions expressed by the host, co-host, and/or guests on this podcast do not necessarily represent or reflect the views of our company, our sponsors, and advertisers. Please consult your attorneys, CPA, or business owners, advisors, before making any business decision. Thank you.
Well, that brings us to the next question, man, and I can see why. Okay, the question is, who is your business mentor, and do you need one? My thing would be in this situation, right? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I'm not going to mention the actual name of my business mentor, but I do have one, only because of the status that he's in and personal licenses and things like that. But to lean on the importance of it is, I mean, that's higher than anything else. I don't care what kind of business you're actually in or doing business credit, real estate, whatever it is, you actually need some kind of mentor who has done what you're trying to do so that you can follow the same blueprint that person's actually had. That way you're not making as many mistakes. You're still going to make some mistakes, but you're not making as many, but you can also get to the goal a lot faster.
Absolutely. I will go so far to say, man, it's three guys I can kind of really name off the top of my head, man. It's Tory Crane. He helped me in the mortgage arena. He the one got my mind switched from, driving a truck basically to the mortgage industry, right? So another one is Ben Vasquez. And probably last but not least, man, is Damon Gass from Rockefeller, basically. I mean, the way that he talks about business, it makes me fall in love with business, right? There's some things that he says I don't quite agree with 100%, right? How he treats his employees and things of that nature, but and people that he's dealing with. But some things that he talks about that really resonates with me. One of the things he talked about, I was listening to him the other day, and he said that everybody that works for him has to have their own business, right? So that way, as they help you grow your business, you need to be pouring into them, helping them grow their business. Oh, that was gold to me, right? So yeah. I really follow by exactly kind of what he talks about and how he go about attacking things. He don't have no fear. And but I do need a person to walk me through how to set up a business credit, right? So I'm missing that part of it, and I definitely will get one in the near future. Absolutely.
Well, I got you, Jay. Don't worry about it, man. I got you.
Oh, okay. I need that, bro.
I've got you, man. Step by step. I actually help my mentees my acquisition managers who are actually doing real estate with me. I actually help them create that for themselves too. And we've got one guy who's doing it right now. I mean, he's got his first three net 30s, and we're on the way to getting him all the way to, he's already at a 75, almost 80 paydex score. So he'll be able to qualify some other stuff here pretty soon.
Yeah, well, I definitely have two mentors. I can tell you that for sure, having a business mentor definitely helps. I had a situation where I had did taxes for someone, and they were trying to have me apply the S-Corp business benefits to their LLC, and you just cannot do that unless you're an S-Corp. And, I was able to talk to my mentor, and she was actually able to help me to break down the tax code to my client to explain, like, hey, I didn't do anything wrong on your taxes. If you're not an S-Corp, I can't give you those tax benefits. Just having someone to support me and to, further assist me in my research is like priceless. Especially when you're dealing with, people's money and taxes, I definitely think that, you need someone else to lean on. I feel like with tax and accounting, it is a group effort sometimes. Sometimes you come across really strange tax things and you need someone else to ask. I mean, you can call the IRS line, but you'll be on hold for 5 or 6 hours and it might just hang up on you, you know? So I definitely think that, you know, to lessen your frustration and to sometimes encourage you to stay in there, just to keep working in your business, and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel when you do have issues in your business, to me, it's like truly valuable.
I mean, even if you, you know, a lot of times, you know, you may run across a person that you think you would like to mentor you, and maybe don't have the time, right? They have the time to mentor you or whatever. I think even if you got to pay a person to be your mentor, it's just the cost of doing business. It's going to help you around the you know, the learning curve, right? You really will benefit from it. So you got to pay a person to do it, right? And you got to come and watch that person's car, do it. Whatever you got to do, just get it done.
I'm sorry, Coach Jay. No, I was going to say, you can also write that off on your taxes as well. So go ahead and do it. Why not?
It's the cost of doing business. Mm-hmm. A mentor is key.
MCA Online Notary Service will help you when you need to notarize a document for someone located out of state, overseas, or someone homebound or hospitalized who cannot drive, or for those who can't leave work during business hours. As long as you have a webcam, internet, MCA Notaries can help you get their documents notarized. It's very efficient and affordable. Please give us a call at 214-888-6782. That's 214-888-6782. Or contact us at mcanotaries@gmail.com. That's mcanotaries@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Please follow us on Acorn and Spotify and on Facebook, Small Business Stand Up. See you on the next episode.